Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of Sweet Sweet Garbage. This time we've got a Reese Witherspoon month going on. Mm-hmm. We've got our queen, Reese. And you know what? This one, I had never seen it.
No, me neither.
And it's kind of a banger, guys.
I had fun. And I was completely sober.
Yeah, I'm not, but that's fine.
One of us had to be.
No. Yeah. But no, we've got 2012's This Means War. And Bailey, do you want to go into a little bit of a synopsis?
So CIA operatives wage an epic battle on each other when they discover they are dating the same woman.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to say it right now. We're going to say it a lot probably in this episode, but like this is actually Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, this movie this is Sophie's Choice.
That should have been the tagline. Yes. The real Sophie's Choice. Because listen, Reese Witherspoon, gorgeous woman. One of the most beautiful people you've ever seen in your life. How do you, even as like one of the most beautiful women in the world, how do you choose between Tom Hardy and Chris Pine?
Honestly, I am a major piner. That's what I'm going to call
him. Oh, that's nice.
I'm a major piner. But I was telling you, I was also pining for some Tom Hardy.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, gun to my head, someone's just like, you got to choose. And it's like literally me crying. I can't choose. I think gun to my head, I'm choosing Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like the scenes of like sexiness, love me a Chris Pine. I would be like, Tom Hardy is the guy that you like want to like destroy you.
Yeah. And like, but also like, I want him to also, I'm going to have a family with him.
Because he is like the sweeter guy. Like there's like there's something about him in this that there's like a gentle sweetness to him. Like he seems gruff and all of this. And he has like the manly moments. Like she accidentally shoots him point blank in the penis with a paintball gun. And he's like really.
He takes it like a pro.
Like such a man. But at the same time, you know, there's like this vulnerable side to him that is like so endearing.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so this movie starts and like they've been like grounded because we get dropped into this like mission that these guys are doing, and like they're CIA guys, so they're like doing something where they're like trying to catch some guy. I don't know, I wasn't really following at this point. I was just like, well things are happening, people are shooting guns.
Oh yeah, lots of the opening scene is just so much
very very kinetic energy. Yes. But we don't know where it's going. But basically, the mission goes wrong because, like, they blow their cover. Mm-hmm. People are starting to get killed. The bad guy gets away. But, like, I guess, like, the bad guy's friend or brother or for whatever reason, he's upset that this man dies. Like, they're up, you know, it's an action movie. So they're up at the top of the roof.
Oh, yeah, like the helipad part.
The helipad, of course. Yeah. Classic action scene.
Of course.
And he, the guy is about to kill Tom Hardy, who's, like, dangling off the side of the roof. But, like, Chris Pine saves the day. And then, basically, they, the guy who gets away, though, is, like, you could tell he, like, wants revenge.
Oh, yeah, because they killed his brother.
Or, yeah, that's what it is. But because, like, this mission went so haywire. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everything went wrong. They've basically been grounded. They're like, you know what? You can do office shit. Like, you guys can't be, like, on the field or whatever. So, you know, this is, like, the time where they start to open up to each other. Like, Tom Hardy's like, hey, don't you think it'd be nice to, like, grow old with somebody and, like, love them forever? Which seems like, that seems really nice.
I'm holy like, yeah. Holy shit, yes.
And then Chris Pine's like, no. Old people are gross.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they go to, like, what?
It's like a family reunion. Not a reunion, but
maybe
it's
like an anniversary for, like, the grandmother, who I'm pretty sure is Tom Hardy's actual grandmother, but then they've sort of, like, adopted in Chris Pine because his family died when he was, like, 9. So these guys have been, like,
friends forever.
Yeah. And so, like, it's all, like, oh, they kiss, and, like, Chris Pine's like, that's gross.
Yeah, yeah. He's just, like, he wants nothing to do with old people getting, having love or whatever. He's just like, no, I live in this weird bachelor pad where, like, people swim. Like, yeah, where, like, girls in bikinis are swimming, and, like, that's above on my ceiling. That's the ceiling, yeah.
It's very strange. It's a strange, strange, like, and also, I want to know how they're in the CIA. How are they this, like, wealthy? Both of their apartments are insane.
No, it's crazy. But, like I was saying, I was like, well, at a certain point, they're just using CIA resources to woo Reese Witherspoon, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, like, it's
so
funny.
That's very funny. But, yeah. Like, we'll get into the plot of it, but I was really hoping that this movie was going to be a bandits situation. A movie that I don't really like that much, except that the ending where Cate Blanchett is just like, no, I'm going to be with both of you, elevates it. Elevates it to just stratosphere level, in my opinion.
Because they choose polyamory.
Yeah, she's just like, no, see, like, between the two of you, you are the perfect man. Mm-hmm. And I mean, granted, that also has its own connotations in that movie, because honestly, nobody's good enough for Cate Blanchett, which I agree. No one man is good enough for Cate Blanchett.
True, so that's why she needed to.
Yeah, that's why she needed to. That's its own story.
Two of the weirdest looking guys, too.
Yeah, seriously, like, Bruce Willis was, like, a handsome guy.
Yeah,
2002,
point.
Though, was, like, where it was, like, starting to, like, he just was, like, generic older
looking guy. He was getting a little
guy.
Dicey.
Yeah.
I mean, the other one pulled Angelina Jolie for a little while, so he's got something going.
No, I definitely think that man has charisma. Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
He's also Billy a Bob, fantastic Billy actor, Bob, yes. So.
Absolutely. But anyway, in This Means War, they basically all, well, no, not all of them. What happens is Tom Hardy's, like, you know, he's feeling home, like, lovesick. He has a kid with this, like, really hot lady. But,
oh,
like,
yeah, she was on the show called Timeless that I loved with the really hot guy for 90210, Matt Lanter.
Mm. Yeah, she was also in one season of Mad Men, where she she's like a teacher that Don Draper has an affair with. Oh, my God. Don Draper shows up at your house in the middle of the night. Doesn't matter. I'm like, I know you're married. It's fine.
It's like the new Top Gun movie. I'm like, why are all the daddies in this movie?
Oh, so many hot... John Hamm is in Top Gun, too. That's the reason I'm going to go see it. Absolutely. But yeah, no, so what it is, like, Tom Hardy, though, doesn't have a relationship with his son, really, because, you know.
Because he's a travel agent who travels.
Yeah, he's so they both have, like, covers for, like, what they do.
Also, people can't know you're in the CIA. Like...
Yeah, I don't think
that's
so.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, did you ever watch the Jennifer Garner show, Alias? Like, she had to, like, keep things secret,
but that wasn't,
secret,
like,
right?
That was, like, a super underground, like, weird ass. It wasn't just, like, in the CIA.
Oh, so it was, like, a top secret thing within the CIA?
Yeah. I feel she was, like, yeah. And then you find out that, like, she's working for the bad guys. She thought she was working for the good guys the whole time. It's a whole thing.
Oh,
but, like, I feel like if you're a CIA agent, like, I mean, again... I feel like, I don't know. It just
Maybe when you're married, you would finally let them know. But, like, they do establish that, like, Chris Pine is a womanizer, isn't trying to, like, have anything serious. Tom Hardy clearly, I think, had either a one-night stand or a very... Well, I don't know. I guess you don't really know what was going on with that
family. Yeah, you don't really know the dynamic of the relationship he had with the woman.
Yeah, because literally he's just like, hey, do you want to, like, have dinner as a family? And she's like, I have a date.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
I was like, you're passing up this man?
But also, I guess if you think about it, it must have ended pretty poorly for her to be like, no, I'm nipping this in the bud right now. So that's interesting. But... Yeah, no, but he's clearly like, oh, I'm lonely. I want to meet the person I'm supposed to be with for the rest of my life. Blah, blah, blah. Chris Pine's like, you're a weenie. Don't do that. That's silly.
Just bang all the flight attendants.
Yeah, bang them all. And basically, though, and then that's where, like, Reese Witherspoon comes in. Because she's clearly they try to make her seem like she's a little bit of a hot mess at the very beginning, but, like, very quickly, like, that's, like, scuttled, like...
Yeah, or she's a hot mess within, like, the world of her relationships, but her professional life, she's, like,
yeah.
straight and narrow, and...
Which yeah, is fine, I mean, like, that she's makes very sense. She's very successful. She has this, like, weird thing where her, she has, like, an ex-boyfriend who she, like... dropped everything for and, like, moved out to LA to, like, be with him, and then, like, the relationship ended.
But we also made the joke that it's like, oh, I had to move to LA for him. It's not like he made you move to Milwaukee, bitch.
Yeah. No, I literally said, I was like, no, if I moved to Milwaukee for a guy and then he dumped me, the city of Milwaukee would be burned to the ground. like no stone left unturned. It would be a wasteland.
Yeah, but the best part about, like, it all is, like, also, it's, like, the ex-boyfriend that, like, initiates every conversation with her. He goes out of his way to be like, oh, hi, Lauren. Like, what's this is my on? New fiance. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's clearly, like, a passive-aggressive thing.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. It's like a power play.
Yeah.
But also, like, he's good-looking, but they do make him not good-looking enough that,
for,
like,
either of these
clearly
men.
The other two are just, like, in a stratosphere their own, and it's absolutely. Like, oh, this is a good-looking dude, but, like, oh, that's one of the top five best-looking people well, ever, like, you like know, be on the planet.
If you were ever in, like, a situation with the Hemsworth brothers, we're like,
yeah.
Oldest Hemsworth is a hot guy.
It's a good-looking man.
He's a good-looking man. Like, you, like, we would be so lucky for that man to look in our direction. But, like, it just so happens that his two younger brothers, which is also devastating.
Yes.
His two younger brothers are literally gods.
Yeah.
Literally look like they were carved from stone and brought to life by it's
like,
a god.
It's like... Except, like, it's like Randy and Dennis Quaid, but somehow, I don't understand genetics when it comes to, like, there was a time period where Dennis Quaid could drop any panties, and then you look at Randy, and you're like, genetics, man.
What? They How fucked did it up. It's crazy. No, absolutely crazy.
But then if you really look at them, though, you can, like, see little similarities in them.
Oh, no, they have the same facial features.
Which is also hilarious to me.
Well, like, I remember when we saw Scream. Yeah. When we saw Scream 5, and you're like, oh, well, Jack Quaid looks like his dad. I'm like, no, he fucking doesn't. And you're like, just wait till he smiles. And I'm like, you're full of shit. Like, that guy looks like Jamie Dornan, maybe. But then this guy smiled, and I literally thought I was losing my mind.
I nailed it.
It looks like Dennis Quaid from, like, the nose down.
It is
insane.
It's like I was watching a rom-com with him, and the whole time I'm like, this is too Meg Ryan for my liking. And then at one point he just smiled, and I went, oh.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
I went, oh, okay, Jack.
But anyway, yeah, back to this, though. Like, she's like, oh, I need to be out there. She's got Chelsea Handler as her,
oh,
like,
Chelsea Handler is amazing at playing this role.
Honestly, like, I want Chelsea Handler to now always play the best friend.
Oh, yeah.
She's
like,
so
she's
funny.
So good in this.
She's so great. And, like, even when we are, like, talking shit about this movie, I want you all to know that I love this movie.
Oh, I had a blast with this movie.
This might now be one of my favorite, like, go-to guilty pleasures.
Yeah. It was so fun.
I mean, honestly, like, I would have loved for it to have ended in polyamory, but then, you know what?
We always can't get what
it actually has, like, a very, like, old-fashioned, like, tone to it, which is a little weird. Because, like, literally the whole thing starts where she, basically... Reese Witherspoon matches with Tom Hardy on this, like, dating site.
Oh, but this...
The most unrealistic thing that'll ever happen in your life.
Yeah, she, like, looks at it and was like, the guys that like me on dating apps, those men do not look like fucking Tom Hardy. I'm just gonna
Not even a little bit. Not even... Like, the hottest person I ever matched with on a dating site, nowhere close to Tom Hardy.
No.
Absolutely not. But they, like, match on a dating site.
We have to pause because it's fucking hilarious, because Chelsea Handler was like, I need you to get out there more. You need to meet men. I'm gonna make you this dating app. She literally makes it like she's this fucking crazy party girl.
Yeah.
Like, took pictures from when they were, like, in college and posted them up there and shit.
Yeah.
But I will say this, everybody in that office should be fucking fired, because that was sexual harassment. Like, a bunch of men, as she walked in, were, like, commenting on...
Oh, for sure.
They should have all been immediately fired.
Absolutely. And, like, it's weird that they, like, they established Ginny Slate in the show for, what? Like, a second.
Oh, wait, you're right. She never comes back.
She never comes back. She, like, clearly, like, went to the alpaca farm and got killed.
Yeah.
Is my theory. Because literally
I forgot Jenny Slate was in this movie.
Yeah, and she was great. I was like, damn, Jenny Slate looks hot. Like, she's like, can I leave a little early? Because, like, you know, my boyfriend wants to take me to an alpaca farm.
And dies.
And then, literally, I'm pretty sure she dies. Because we never hear from her again. Zero. Nothing. Because, like, you would have thought she would even have been in that, in the scene.
Oh, I think she actually was in that scene. Because I think she's the one that warns her about the dating site.
Was that her?
I think it was her.
Oh, wait.
I think so. But still, she's in, like, two scenes.
Two scenes. That's it. Nothing. Well, it was like, honestly, at that point, it's like, even though I love Jenny Slate, like, would have loved for, like, love for her to be the Chelsea Handler part.
Yeah.
Basically, you should have just had Chelsea Handler play that character.
Yeah, you could have had her play both. Like, yeah. She could have been the best friend that also works in the office.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, hey, like, yeah, you're married and, like, clearly have, like, your personal life together.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, of course, Jenny Slate's amazing and was, like, really funny when she's talking about alpacas for some reason. But, like, you know, like, consolidate, maybe.
Mm.
But, yeah, so the dating site happens and she's like, oh, you gotta take this down. I hate it. I don't want it. But then notices that she, like, matched with Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And is like, all right, going on this date.
Absolutely.
Then we shut this shit down.
Yeah, absolutely. So then, like, they go on the date. And it's one of those things where, like, Tom Hardy, like, tells Chris Pine about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Pine's like, you know, anybody who's going to be on a thing like that is going to be a psycho. Like, I should be there to, like, do reconnaissance. Like, you know, it's like, I'm going to, like, I got your back, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, you can't. But, you know.
Of course.
It's like this whole thing where then, basically, they meet up for a date. They seem to hit it off. They seem like they're having a great time together.
She's a lady. She did not F on the first date.
Oh, my God. Not only that, but it was still daytime.
They had, like, a little coffee date. And then she's like, by the way, I'm going to the video store. I know this movie was a decade ago, but I'm still not confident video stores existed in 2012.
No, I'm pretty sure they didn't. And, like, the thing is, like, we were reading about how in production this movie, like, the earliest somebody remembers reading it was in 1998.
That tracks for a video store. But, like, my thing is, like, you could have easily changed that to, like, a bookstore. You just make her, like, a reader. There happens to be this really cute bookstore right across the street, so he stumbles in there. Because, like, weirdly, video stores don't exist, but bookstores still do.
Oh, yeah. No, we still want to read a book.
Yeah. Oh, I do, too. As much as I love having everything digital, I'm also, like, a whore for, like, flipping through,
I want to read a book. No. But I will say, like, I kind of liked it, though, because in this, like, fake world, though, she gets, like, you know, Chris Pine's there because he's like, I'm going to go to the video store. I'm doing this. And then he starts, like, talking about movies with her. Mm. And, of course, me, as someone who has only dated guys that like movies, I was like, oh, my God, they're talking about Hitchcock. She name drops, like, oh, Notorious. Well, she does, like, it does, like, the timeline is a little skewed, but that's just me being a nerd. Because she's like, oh, you know, it's like, you know, it's good, but it's not, like, Notorious or Spellbound or, like, you know, she says, like, a couple. And she's like, or any of his movies from, like, 1960 to, like, 72. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, those movies were from the 40s, bitch. So, excuse me. She would have had sex with me on the first date. Because I would have corrected her.
Fact checking. Being like, absolutely. Pardon me. You're wrong. And you just leave.
But that's also, like, it's also true, though, because, like, Chris Pine, though, like, Chris Pine could probably mansplain movies to me. And I might let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they meet at this movie store, and it does look like a pretty cool movie store. Like, it's like there's an escalator going down.
It almost looks like, have you ever been to the Best Buy in Sherman Oaks? Like, the Best Buy in Sherman Oaks, it almost looks like the downstairs of the Best Buy at Sherman Oaks.
Because I was going to say there's one in downtown. I don't know that it's something like this, but there is, like, a thing where you go down and then there's, like, a bunch of stores.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But the Best Buy in Sherman Oaks, you literally, like, there's two levels. And then you can go down and, like, take an escalator. It looks just like that into, like, the down area. Jesus Christ. The basement. The second level. The first level. Like, that. Right. You can be, like, there.
Right. But then, so they have their cute, like, movie moment thing. But, like, she pretty much shoots him down immediately. It's just like, no, you're, like, clearly trying to pick up girls.
Yeah,
like,
at this video store. You can pick me up at the video store anytime.
Yeah, listen. Yes.
And I know you like cinema because I saw you at the Godfather event.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, so good. So, that's the thing, though, is that then he feels like he has something to prove. Chris Pine does. And, like, that's the thing. That's, like, he is very, like, pushy. In a way that, like, would not work if he wasn't so hot.
Oh, hell no.
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
Would not work. Would not work.
But when you look at me with those blue eyes, like, it's working.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And basically, he's just like, oh, well, I gotta prove myself, blah, blah, blah. So he, like, crashes one of her focus groups.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just, like, talking about a grill, but, like, making it about her. And he's just like, the grill's uptight. And I was just like, oh, man, this writing, horrendous.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely tell, like, it's funny. There are moments where you're like, oh, they're giving, like, a woman agency, but then they're not giving her, like, enough agency that you can definitely tell that this was written by a man.
Well, no, because, like, literally, the whole thing is about them being like, oh, you should be able to date two people if you want. Guys do it all the time. But then, like, the second it starts to get a little serious, it's like, I can't date two guys.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We at least
clutch
always...
my pearls.
We at least always had Chelsea Handler there to kind of be like, no, bitch. Like, when she's like, Gloria Steinem. Like, that bitch, Gloria Steinem, didn't, like, do all the shit she did so you can date two men. Like,
yeah,
that,
no, what like, was it? What
was it? Was a great line.
Line's great. Gloria Steinem didn't sit in a jail for you to be a little bitch.
That's what it was.
We're stealing that line. Listen, that's going to be some real plagiarism.
And then my, like, Chelsea Handler had the best lines. And then when like, she's like, I'm going to hell for this. She's like, you're not going to hell for it. And even if you are, I'll be there to pick you up.
See, I was like, good friend.
Like, that is such me. A good friend.
But that's the thing is that, like, so this movie tried to, like, toe the line where it's like, oh, we're trying to be open-minded. But this movie is very much not open-minded.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, she does so, you know, what's his face? Chris Pine basically strong arms her into, like, going on a date.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things now where the two guys are talking to each other, Tom Hardy, Chris Pine. They're like, oh, my God, like, look at my girl. Like
love
I'm
her.
I'm very excited. Like, this is, like, super new and exciting, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, it's the reveal, and they realize they're, like, they both like the same person. But at this point, one had been on one date with her, and one had not gone on a date with her.
Yeah.
So, like, at this point, it seemed to me like the stakes were pretty low. And, like, they kind of do say that where, like, Chris Pine does try to be like, well, you know, I'm going to back out. I'm going to back out. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But, of course, he has to say the thing where he's like, you know, if I'm involved in this, it wouldn't be fair. Which, like, again, if it wasn't Chris Pine, I'd be like, who the fuck are you? Tom Hardy, come on.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair. And he's like, what does that mean? Like,
yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, we're great at accents.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen,
we're killing it.
You want us to be Tom Hardy's stand-in. Yeah. We're your gals.
We got it here. Also, his accent is so, like, I was saying this.
Impeccable.
It's so hot. But it's like a Hugh Laurie thing. His accent, when he speaks in his British accent, is so different from when he puts on an American accent.
Yeah.
Like, especially in, like, Venom, it's, like, raspy and gruff and deep. And his, like, real accent is, like, kind of sweet. There's, like, a sweetness
to his voice.
There's,
like, a light lilt to it.
And you're like, oh.
But it's also very hot. Both are very hot.
Both work so well.
I never saw the first Venom, but I did see the second one with you.
Also, didn't see the first four Screams, but then saw the first Scream and five.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, in fairness, like, those track. Like, if you're gonna see any and not see, like, the middle three, like, have it be one and five.
Here's the thing: if you invite me to go see a movie, I'm always probably gonna say yes.
But I assumed that she had seen them. So there's me, like, probably spoiling all of them, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I've only seen, like, one and five," and I'm like, "The fuck?"
No, the only thing I really know about any of the Scream ones is that Parker Posey's in the third.
I love the third.
Which is stupid that
one.
Like, I hadn't seen it because I love Parker Posey.
The third one is vibes.
I love it. Listen,
like, it's all
a movie
vibes.
can be vibes. That's the thing.
Like,
which
some
is the thing with this
it,
movie. This movie.
This movie does have vibes.
This movie has vibes for sure. Because literally, I'm just like, oh, I'm watching, like, a bunch of hot people just, like,
yes,
hang out and be hot, but also clever. It's great. But yeah, no, basically she tells Chelsea Handler, like, oh my god, I've like sort of like met these two people and I think I like them. And Chelsea Handler's like, date them both. Mm-hmm. Bitch, do it. Do it. I have
such a great friend.
I know. I mean, literally, if you were in this situation, I would absolutely 1,000%.
Thank you. No, but I'd also be like, I want to be in this situation. Come on, boys.
Yeah. But also, too, I'd be like, no, no, have sex with both of them, like, a lot.
I would have sex with both of them.
I'm like, I was like, how is sex the tiebreaker? Honestly, I would be having sex with both of them and then figuring out.
Yeah, if the sex, you know that both of them men can give you some good sex.
Oh my gosh.
So then it's the other things that you're going to, like, decide whether or not you want to, because you're gonna keep them around.
Here's
with
the thing. Here's the thing is that I wouldn't say it's TMI, but my thing is, I think that Tom Hardy's character, I think Tuck probably gives really has Tuck really good bucks. Head game, but I bet he has good head game. I don't think FDR, Chris Pine's character, has good
also
head game.
FDR.
Yeah, FDR, they never explain it.
No, they don't.
So yeah, FDR, who we never actually, like, we don't know why he's called that.
No
it's
clue.
Funny.
No
it clue. Is funny.
Yeah,
it is
I
funny.
Think they mentioned that his name is Frank, but I doubt his name is Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
No. They never actually do, like, an actual FDR joke.
No.
It's funny.
Which is fine.
It's funny. I really think, like, maybe it's because...
That's
like,
in the humor is in the fact that we don't comment on it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe because McGee, the director, has this very hilarious McDonald's name. And,
yeah.
Like, we never talk about it. Maybe he's just like, you know what? You know what the equivalent is if we call him FDR and never say anything?
No, about it.
But, yeah. So, that's the thing is, at this point now, she starts to, like, see them both.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the first date with Tom Hardy is amazing.
Like, if a man on the spot. On
told
the spot.
Me it was like, listen, like, I'm not one to not put out, but, like... If like someone who looked like Tom Hardy took me to like a carnival and then took me to this like trapeze thing,
I would have fucked him.
I would have fucked
trapeze.
Him on the trapeze. Absolutely. That's absolutely what would have happened. I was
this
like,
traps.
Oh no, we're not just kissing on this trapeze weird thing.
We're
like,
hoping
I'm
it can hold our body weight as,
yeah,
as we
because
do
like the pound town that's about to happen.
It
is,
might not hold. We may fall
might
through.
Not, we might
we
actually
might fall through. Yes.
But yeah. And then she then goes, you know, on the date with Chris Pine, FDR's character. And it is kind of like that first scene in Goodfellas when he like takes her to the club. And he's just like, let's just go this way. It'll be faster.
Yeah.
It's him just being like, no. We'll just like, we can cut the line. It's fine. Which, like, if they had just done, like, a Goodfellas thing where he's like, here, like, let's go in through the back. Like, she probably would have found it more charming.
Yeah, no, he, like, goes off of his, like, bravado in that one.
Yeah.
And it's clearly worked with, like, the women that literally just are like, I have a layover, so lay over me.
Yeah. Like, listen, of course.
So but, it's gonna work on, it would have worked on me, but, like, this bitch is trying to find, like, a man that she's gonna settle for.
Yeah,
settle
exactly.
Down
like,
with,
be,
you know?
Like, yeah, she's, like, trying to find, like, a partner, basically. Mm-hmm. And she, like, she very quickly is just like, oh, I don't think this is gonna work out. Like, it's not, we don't have anything in common. You clearly, like, whatever it is that works for you is not gonna work on me.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, they're about to call the date off. Like, and it seems like, fate's on Tom Hardy's side on this one. But then ex-boyfriend shows up. And, like, at this point, Reese and Chris Pine have, been, like, gotten to the closest you'll ever have, like, of a screaming match.
Yeah.
Where they're just, like, actually arguing with each other. And, like, so she turns to leave and then sees her ex-boyfriend is like, oh, like, hey, kiss me. You have to kiss me.
And he's like, no.
No, absolutely not. You're bipolar, which is hilarious. That's really nice. He, you know what? He's not going to take advantage of a mentally ill woman.
Yeah,
love that
he's
for
got
him.
Standards. But then she, like, straight does, like, what men do in, like, the whole, well, this kiss is happening whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
moment,
yeah. Like, literally grabs him by, like, the neck and, like, goes in for it. Which, again, like, I love a forceful kiss. Like, don't get me wrong. I love it in art. I think it's great. It's got a place for it. But literally though, like they kiss and like the vibe immaculate, because like the guy, the ex-boyfriend feels compelled to like interrupt the kiss.
Oh, and always say hi. It's creepy.
Yeah, no, it's really weird because clearly we were saying it's a power play, but like, what is your deal, dude? Like,
this guy who's better looking than you is macking on your girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, I must say hi in this situation. Must,
you know, I have to assert my dominance, except the dominance is not there, honey. But literally, though, I mean, it's very hot. It's very hot because, like, they literally can't stop kissing. And he's just like, aw, honey. And, like, Chris Pine, like, is, like, plays the part so well. He's just like, oh, I mean, how can you not be just, like, super insanely attracted to this woman at all times? And they, like, goes in for a kiss. And it's, like, amazing. I'm literally, like, fanning myself at this point. But, you know, and then, like, yeah, so then they get into, like, a weird sparring thing for a second. Because, like, clearly, like, Chris Pine's like, no, bitch, you do not.
Yeah.
You don't have the upper hand here to the ex-boyfriend who's like, oh, you know, I don't know. Because, like, she lies and is like, oh, this is my neurosurgeon boyfriend that I told you about.
And he, so like, weird. And he plays off it really well. Like, he helps her out. And then
look at that. Look at that improv skill.
He's like, you owe me, he's like, you owe me a,
hey, let's go, like, get a bite to eat.
Yeah, you owe, and he's like, you owe me because you need to explain the fuck just happened.
Yeah, yeah. And literally, I was like, oh, man, like, I got no, you're right, I do, I guess. So they go and get pizza, and, like, it is one of those things where you do,
Also, pizza in LA, that's a choice.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I mean, these are two incredibly skinny people who probably just, like, picked at the pepperonis.
Or they're like those skinny people that eat whatever they want and you get really mad at them because you look at a cheeseburger and you gain 10 pounds.
I know, right? Literally. Well, I will say, well, Chris Pine, he, you know, he's in the CIA. He clearly has to work out all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he maybe can just, like, eat what he wants. No, he definitely just, like, ate the cheese and, like, the pepperoni and did not touch the crust.
That bitch is always
so skinny. She looked great in this. Like, there's a part, and this is, like, now when, like, the guys are like, hey, well, we're gonna, like, use CIA resources to...
It's hilarious.
We're gonna use CIA resources to spy on this woman to get a better chance
also,
of being with
she
her.
She never finds out that they fucking bugged her house.
No, not once.
Like, bugged her house.
Not once. Not once. Not at all. It's crazy. But, they basically are like, okay, well, we're both going to, you know, we're going to let her make her choice. That's their stance on the whole thing. But, of course, they start trying to, like, that's why they start spying on her is because they're like, well, I got to, like, tip this in my favor.
Yeah, so they start doing, like, all because they listen to the conversations between her and Chelsea Handler, and they find out things she likes, so then they're trying to, like, play the game.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do, absolutely. But, like... It's one of those things where she's talking about how, like, oh, my dad used to collect, like, tiny Camaros, like the, I don't know, whatever those, like, toy cars are.
Oh, yeah.
So then Tom Hardy's like, well, I'm gonna take her to drive a Camaro. And apparently she's, like, really bad at it. Like,
yeah.
She's clearly, like,
she's like, my dad would never let me do this. And he's like, I know, I wonder why.
Ha, 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 ha. Joke. But, that's all they're doing. And so, like, there's a thing where... They, at one point, they're listening in on the conversation, and she's just like, well, you know, like, FDR, he just seems like he doesn't take anything seriously. So FDR, like, Chris Pine's character, takes her to a dog pound.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, well, I'm gonna adopt a puppy, because, you know, I gotta seem responsible.
So he does the right thing, though. He adopts the oldest fucking dog there, so he doesn't have to deal with, like, a dog.
Really. Yeah, no, he's not gonna do a puppy. He's not gonna potty train. He's like, and she does, like, there's, like, the line she says to Chelsea Handler. It's like, yeah, we picked the oldest dog with a milky eye.
And that's his dog.
Yeah, and we do see them once where, like, the dog is just, like, straight up chilling.
Yeah. Like, okay, I mean, don't buy a puppy, people.
Yeah.
Buy an old dog.
Yeah, that seems to be the choice.
You'll be sad when it dies, but, like...
But honestly, you wouldn't have invested that much time, I assume. Whereas, like, 15 years... Like, if you have a dog from, like, puppyhood to 15 years, you're going to be devastated.
True.
But if you're with a dog from, like, 12 to, like, 14, like, timeline-wise, you're not that devastated. This is my, like, so I'm thinking.
That's Jenna logic, yes.
It is. I'm like, I'm thinking I might get an old dog.
Yeah. Right? My friend got an old dog, and I tell you, it's the chillest, coolest freaking dog ever.
Just hanging out.
It's like, you can get all the men, man. She also, apparently, I need to go. She is like a, there's like a puppy park in Santa Monica that she belongs to. It's like a puppy country club, and she can get human passes.
That's crazy.
So my other friend and I are like, so
let's go.
Dogs, men that own dogs.
Yes.
Rich men that own dogs that pay to like go to a place where you pay for your dog.
Sounds amazing. I was like,
I need to be your human.
Yes. I want to be the human pass so that I get to meet these men.
I was like,
absolutely
incredible.
Yes. But this is the part though where then like the open mindedness starts to like, you know, like pump the brakes, because literally she's just like, well, I need to sleep with both of them. Like, they both seem so wonderful. This is great.
Yeah, this is the tiebreaker.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I'm just like, hell yeah, good for you. Also, why weren't you having sex with both of them in the first place?
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep bringing that up.
Yeah, no, legit. Like, I probably would have immediately happened.
Would have, first date.
So the tiebreakers would have been how they treat me, because I already know what they're like in bed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we know what they could be like sex-wise, and then the other
and
is like,
there's no way that not both of them are incredible.
Oh, I'm sure they both are. They're spies. They have to be good at sex. How do you get intel? I think that's what spies do.
How else do you get intel as a spy?
Come on. No, you're doing Matahari, like, like sexy stuff, for sure. Anyway, I don't know. I never went to spy school.
Me neither.
Too bad. But that's the thing, though, is that then, though, like, they try to be like, oh, well, we made a promise we both wouldn't sleep with her. But then very easily, she sleeps with Chris Pine first. And, like, I do get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's because she didn't have sex with Tom Hardy on the first date. Because otherwise, like, that would have been the one literally would have, again, I've said it already.
I'd have been like, do you care about the guy that's in the video store? No, because you guys banged Tom Hardy.
Yeah, come on. But then, again, it's a PG-13 movie. So, mm-hmm. like, yeah, they only have
no
the
fun
one.
Sex.
Although, I will say, like, I think Bandits was PG-13. I'd have to look it up.
Let me look it up.
Like, I don't think, like, there's anything wrong. Like, honestly, I really think it should have ended with her being like, the two of you together are the perfect man. It was PG-13.
Also, 2001.
Oh, yeah. No, I was literally, shit. I was in middle school the first time
I saw that movie. I think I saw this in theaters with my parents.
I think I did, too. I either saw
it's also Barry Levinson.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Wild.
Yeah. No, and so, like, that's the thing, is that this movie does not, like, it doesn't jump the, like, what would you call it? What's that line? Like, where you're just, like, it doesn't, like, make the landing.
Yeah, it doesn't sticks the landing.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because, like, it is a thing where she's just, like, well, oh, shit, I had sex with Chris Pine. I can't have sex with Tom Hardy now. Mwah.
So he kind of loses because she just fucked the other guy first.
Yeah, that really does seem to be like what it is, because they didn't seem to want to have her have sex with both guys. That seems like it was a script. Like decision. That. Maybe it was a note. Maybe that was a note. No, she can't.
Bad notes.
Yeah.
Bad
notes. No, it seemed like a studio thing where it's like, no, she has to have sex with one, and the one she has sex with is the one she ends up with.
Ooh, I don't like that.
No, I mean, I don't know for sure. But, like, that seems
tracks,
like, it does. It seems like that's what it is. And the thing, too, though, is that, like, it's this whole thing about, like, then the scene where it seems like she's gonna have sex with Tom Hardy
is hot.
Is so hot. Like, the fact that she did not have sex with him is insane.
Maybe she was truly in love with Chris Pine.
Like, I mean,
that's the only reason why.
It would have to be, but, like, at this point, like, even though they have had sex, literally, it only seemed like, it still seemed like a manipulation tactic on his part. Like, everything that he ever did to get her seemed manipulative.
Mm.
And the only reason that it ends up being like, oh no, it's okay that she, well, spoiler alert, she does end up picking Chris Pine. We got notes on it. We've got plenty to talk about.
We're angry.
I mean, as angry as you can be with someone picking Chris Pine, I suppose.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, like, he says, he's like, I slept with her. And and Tom Hardy's just like, yeah, I know. I fucking know you did, or whatever he says. And he's like, no. I mean, I fell asleep with her. That's never happened before. Mm. And, like, Like, sure.
He wanted to make her pancakes.
He did. He wanted to make her pancakes.
Speaking of that, I gotta, like, letterbox this movie as we...
But that's the thing, is that he basically says, like, well, they have sex. It's this whole thing. He wakes up with her trying to, like, leave to go to work. And he's just like, oh, I thought we could make, like, pancakes or something. And I guess, like, maybe they had known that she likes pancakes. Because he's just like, oh, I mean, do you like pancakes? I don't know. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, of course I like pancakes. You know, this whole thing. Like, they're weirdly doing banter.
Yeah.
But, like, she leaves. Like,
and that's when she's having, like, the little panic. She, like, immediately calls.
Yeah, immediately calls Chelsea Handler, who then, like, weirdly reneges on the whole thing, where she's just like, oh, well, like, you can't date two guys. That's crazy. Why would you do that? Which, again, then I didn't have... Like, Chelsea Handler nails it. Like, it's super funny while she does it. Oh, but I'm like, again, it is, like, it seemed like a script thing, where it's like, oh, no. Now we've got to, like, pump the brakes.
Yeah. Chelsea Handler also has the best part of this movie.
Oh, she's great. Wait. I would have loved to have played this best friend part.
Like, when... So, like, she goes... So, there's this big tipping point where it's, like, she... Like, Chris Pine thinks that... he's losing because, you know, Reese Witherspoon has called Tom Hardy and wants to go to lunch with him.
Yeah.
So, she shows up, and then he shows up at lunch, but he's kind of, like, there to, like, warn him about, like, because he finds out that, like, the bad guy from the beginning
has been spying on both of them. Yeah.
So he's, like, going there to, like, warn him, but then there's a moment where they're both, like, super jealous of each other. Mm-hmm. So then she excuses herself because she's freaking out because this is the first time she's seen them together. And then they start beating the absolute shit out of each
literally
other in this restaurant.
Crazy how, like, they, like, just literally
thousands of dollars in damage.
Oh yeah, and it's clearly, like, a fancy spot.
Yeah, it's like a nice restaurant.
Yeah, like, this is like a fancy lunch that she is let's go hang out. And yeah, they proceed to beat the fucking shit out of each other while she's, like, in the bathroom, like, giving herself a pep talk.
Yeah.
Also talking to Chelsea Handler at one point.
It's hilarious.
It's good. It's great. Because literally, though, they throw each other off of a balcony.
Yes. And, like, a good 50 feet.
Yeah. Like, one is, like, coughing up blood.
Yeah.
The other one is, like, checking his ribs.
Yeah, there's definitely been damage. Like, they need to go to a hospital.
Yeah, no, they should, like, literally, this would have ended most people. But, like, yeah, she then overhears them saying something where she's like, wait a second, you guys know each other? Mm-hmm. And we get the she's all that moment. It's like, was this some kind of bet?
Yeah, 100% the she's all that moment.
She doesn't curse, though. Reese Witherspoon never curses. But she's like, was I a bet? Was I a fucking bet? But basically, in, like, Reese Witherspoon, like, wait, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, and this Reese Witherspoon talk, yeah. So then she, like, immediately, apparently... Chelsea Handler is just, I mean, she. I guess they get the illusion that she is a stay-at-home mom. So, like, I don't know where she pawned her children off in the midday, though.
Well, they're probably at school.
Maybe, maybe. Or they're at, like, daycare or something.
Somewhere, yeah.
But she shows up in her, like, VW Beetle.
Slug bug. In the slug bug.
And then hands her a sippy cup. She, like, takes the swig of it. And she's like, what is it? She's like, it's a screwdriver. I mean, it's mostly vodka, but, you know, there might be apple juice or something in there. So she's like...
So good. What a good friend.
Like, the best friend you could ever want. So then they are immediately, like, the guy from the beginning has, like, boxed them in and is, like, instead of just taking them, it's like, oh, follow us in the car.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, hey, you guys are coming with us.
Yeah.
Or this is like, I don't want your car. I want your boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm like, listen, don't we all, honey, get in the line.
Yeah, like, take a number, bitch.
Yeah, please.
So they're, like, driving behind, and, like, they're able, so, like, both Chris Pine and Tom Hardy.
She calls Tom Hardy first.
Which is, it's trying to be the misdirection type
Yeah, but,
thing.
Like, I'm just saying, like, why would you call him first? Like,
I don't
clearly
know.
You feel safe
I guess
with
in
this man.
Fairness, he may have been, like, the last, like, between the two, he was the last one she called, so it's probably the person one to pop up in the phone.
I suppose.
I don't know, I'm just making up shit at this point.
It's like, an iPhone. It's not that hard to
find numbers.
Yeah. Like, last one call. Like, it's, anyway.
So she calls him and then they race after
it.
They take her out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't take Chelsea Handler out.
No, they literally just, they save They scoop Reese Witherspoon out.
Like, very gracefully.
Yeah, it was great. Like, no, boom. Like, immaculate timing. But then just, like, shoot a tire into Chelsea Handler's car so that she flies into a river.
But, like, it shoots off and she's just like, shit! Yeah. Lands in the water and it's like... She had a day.
Yeah, my God.
You're replacing that goddamn bug.
That's yeah, all absolutely, guys. Use some of that CIA resources to, like, give her a new car.
You're replacing my car.
But, yeah, now they're on the 110. It's an LA movie, guys. So mm-hmm. I know it's the 110. And, like...
But the 110 is being rebuilt.
Under construction for some reason.
It's like in Speed. All of a sudden, we have to have this, like, big catastrophic hole in the middle of the fucking highway.
For no reason. But yeah. So basically, at this point, they're like sort of talking about the relationship, but, like, not really.
Yeah.
They're also shooting at people. At one point, now Reese Witherspoon is driving.
Yeah.
Why? It happened. But literally, at one point... And see, this is where I was like, okay, maybe the movie ends where she, like, chooses herself. She's like, nah, I gotta work on myself. I know me, blah, blah, blah. But they do this whole thing where, like, basically they are able to shoot the car because it's bulletproof. But she says, hey, shoot shoot the lights because that'll trigger the airbags. So they do that. And, like, the car... hits a thing that for some reason explodes. We don't know why that thing exploded. But anyway, the car is barreling towards Reese Witherspoon at this point. And, like, she looks over and Tom Hardy's, like, gesturing for her to come this way. She looks over the other way. Chris mm-hmm. Pine is gesturing for her to come the other way. She looks over and then the car, like, breaks into the barrier. We obviously don't see her get hit. But, you know, she... You know, like, we're just like, wait, did she just get fucking killed? No way she did.
That, imagine if that's how it ended.
I mean, again, would have loved that ending. Give me an ending with some fucking bite. They didn't give me the ending with some bite. No, we just look over. Tom Hardy's just like, where is she? And then she's, like, in Chris Pine's arms because she, like, jumped into his arms. Mm. So clearly... that's her making her choice.
Oh, and but then we do have our Armageddon moment.
We do, because, you know, the family, you know, Tom
is watching this chase online, and his like son and ex, like, think that he is a travel agent, like we said earlier.
He's like, is that daddy? Yeah. And she's just like, what? And, like, they're watching the TV, and, like, it is exactly the Armageddon moment, because literally later he's like at the dojo
where the kids does karate, and he is a dickhead of a teacher.
Of course it's a white guy
that Tom Hardy just demolishes in the end.
Yes, but, like, that's the thing, is that Reese Witherspoon picks Chris Pine. Whatever.
We're not upset that it's Chris Pine.
No. It really, literally, like, the fact that, like, that is the safe choice is hilarious. The fact that that was the safe choice. They were like, no. That is the most proper choice to this ending. So... like, they make amends, though. Like, Chris Pine and Tom Hardy are, like, back to being buds, even though she picked Chris Pine. Mm-hmm. He goes to the dojo, and, like, the ex-wife is there. And it's just like, oh, so you're not a travel agent? He's like, no. And, like, so then they do this like, pretend, like, meet-cute thing where they're, like, reintroduce each other. And she's like, do you want to, like, come have dinner as a family?
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, listen... it's very hot. Like, they're a very hot couple.
Oh, man. Those two people are insanely hot.
Yeah. So hot. And then, you know, it ends with them, like, they're back on the field. And they're, like, about to, like, jump off of, like, an airplane to, like, get to somewhere. I don't know what the mission is. But, like, basically, Chris Pine is like, don't you think it's poetic justice? You know, you slept with Lauren and I slept with your wife, Katie. Like, before you guys knew each other. But, like, you know, we did. And he's like, you slept with my wife? You did this? You did that? And then, like, he pushes him off the plane.
Yeah, because, like, Tom Hardy's like, I never slept with Lauren!
Yeah, because we find out he never actually, like, the scene, like, it was a misdirect. It's like, it seemed like they were going to have sex. They did not.
Mm-mm.
And I'm telling you, the fucking kisses he was giving her before, like, it's crazy to me that she didn't have sex.
Oh, with yeah. That man
definitely, that guy definitely knows how to kiss. Like, that's why I'm saying he has to have good head game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the way he kisses, the way he uses his lips, amazing. Immaculate. No notes.
Perfection.
Perfection. So, that is This Means War. She picks Chris Pine in the end. Hooray.
Yeah. So, was there a batshit moment, do you think?
I don't think there's a batshit moment in this. I would say it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I would say if anything was close, it's when they literally start being the absolute shit out of each other in that restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, because at that point, you're like, wait a second, what's going on? Like, and, like, everybody just leaves.
Yeah, like, it's like, pretty, and, like, there's no repercussions for it. Hilarious.
I mean, it's great. It's like, that is pure movie magic. Yeah. Because literally, you don't...
You'd be filling out paperwork, the cops would be there.
Because even in the first scene, like, when, like, shit goes awry...
Yeah.
In, like, wherever they are, Hong Kong, or wherever they are, like, in the mission in the first scene, like, when things go wrong, people are screaming, people are, like, you know, trying to get out of the way, like...
It's this one, like, it seems like, no, it like, seems like this, like, has happened before at this restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, no, at this restaurant, people are just like, oh shit, two white guys fighting, let's go.
Must be Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what? I don't need a doggy bag, it's fine. Yeah. I'll come back.
We good.
But I guess they're comping this meal.
Yeah, I feel like that's it, if anything.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, nothing, everything, and like, again, like, I sound like I'm complaining about this, maybe. I had a good time.
Oh, I had a blast.
But, like, everything was done very straightforward.
Oh, for sure. Please. For sure. For sure.
Yeah, where would you put this on the garbage
meter? Oh, this is some sweet-ass garbage.
No, it is so good.
This was... I had so much fun.
I thought
it was gonna absolutely suck dick. Like, yeah. I did. Especially as, like, a 26 on, like, Rotten Tomatoes, which, I mean, sometimes it's either gonna be so bad or it's so bad that it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Here's like, it was thing. So bad that it was fantastic.
This was a movie, and, like, the problems I had with it were that, like, okay, so it's written by two guys who are clearly like, oh, I want to do, like, I want to seem like women are, like, progressive or whatever. But, like, the actual message of the movie is not progressive at all. And, like, it literally
You could
is
tell a man wrote saying. This, and that is what's funny about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with the actual product. But what the thing was that, like, it ends with him being like, oh, we're getting married, Lauren and FDR, we love of my life, Lolita, low in fucking stockings, or whatever the line is in Lolita. Like, it's just like, no, I'm gonna marry her, I love her, blah, 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 this is it, dunzo.
Oh, hilarious.
But, yeah. Like, this movie, I mean, yeah, no, it's definitely sweet garbage. Like, it's so funny. And, like, it's because it's, like, three really hot, talented people.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, listen, I'm glad those three, came together to do a paycheck movie.
If it wasn't the three of them, this movie would probably be complete
shit. Dog shit. Would be absolute fucking garbage. Absolutely. And that's fine. But one of the things I did notice is I was looking at some of the reviews, and, like, the men who reviewed this were fucking vicious. They, like, mostly talked shit about Chelsea Handler, so clearly didn't have...
Oh, you missed the fucking boat, bitch.
Yeah. No, they're just the boat. No. Richard Roper had the goddamn nerve to call her haggard. Said she was haggard. Eat shit.
She looks bomb in this movie.
She looks great. Richard Roper.
Also, Richard Roper, why the fuck are you calling a woman haggard?
You'd be so lucky to land Chelsea
Handler.
You
looked in the mirror, bitch?
Bitch. But, yeah, no.
Joe Coy gonna come up and kick your ass, Richard Roper.
But that's the thing, is that, like, for the most part, like, the men just fucking, like, threw this under the bus. Like, we're so... I mean, Roger Ebert, it's funny. It's like an incompetent,
he was alive for this.
Stupid action comedy. That's funny. So bad, it's nothing else but bad. That's hilarious.
Richard, but I feel like, okay, I feel like, I always felt that, like, even if a movie was shit, like, Ebert got that it was shit.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, like Ebert's review of A Walk to Remember, to me, is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect, because he completely understands that this movie is for 12-year-old girls and literally nothing but that.
The thing is, you don't really, like, okay, well, I will say that this movie, like, I don't know who this movie is for.
True.
If you think about it, because, like, they're trying to, like, appeal to women, but, like, the movie is very ass backwards when it comes to, like, male and female roles, even when it's trying to be progressive. And, like, men don't want to, aren't going to watch it because they're going to be like, oh, she's a fucking slut. So, like, you know, like, it, that's the thing. It's like, the messaging
this
was muddled.
This whore.
This fucking whore. This is what, that's what they would say.
It's like Mark Wahlberg in Fia when he's like, you fucking whore. I also love how, like, his accent is just so prevalent in that movie.
So funny. But, yeah, no, and then Roger Ebert also said that Reese Witherspoon lacked the irresistible raw sex appeal to be convincing as the woman Hardy and Pine go to war over. Which, like, I'm actually, like, that's very harsh. That's actually, like, a
but
really
I kinda
mean thing to say.
Get it.
Yeah, no, like, that kind of makes sense. Like, I love Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, this is the thing about Reese Witherspoon. I love her. Always love her.
Yeah, she's great.
She lacks a sexiness.
No, like, but, like, it kind of makes sense that for her, they're not into her because she's, like, seems like she's, like, not that. I think it's because she's, like, no, this is, like, a woman I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Which is true, so it works so well for that, because I think that works in, like, Fear, is there's, like, a cute innocence level to her in Fear that Mark Wahlberg wants.
Yes.
So that makes sense for this. So they're missing the point of... It's not a sexual attraction. If this movie was based completely on sex and that sexual nature, then yeah, it would feel a little off.
But they basically said at the beginning they weren't going to try to have sex with her. So
yeah.
Clearly that was not...
No, the point was to fall in love, and they both fell in love. So I understand falling in love with Reese Witherspoon.
Yes,
wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
But if this was like... I don't know, if you're just looking for somebody that you're, like, immediately, like, oh, they're gonna fuck, then you get Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I know. If it had been Scarlett Johansson, sure.
Like,
I mean,
but
God,
then they're not gonna fall in love with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, might. She seems funny. I would fall in love with Scarlett Johansson. I don't know. But you're right. No, that's the thing. It's, like, it wasn't about, like, a sex thing.
No, for sure.
But, like, clearly this is, like, clearly about, like, the looks, because Richard Roper says... He called the film one of the worst movies of this or any year.
What? Dude, this movie's not even that bad.
Yeah, and mocked Handler, who looked old, lost, and haggard.
None
while
of the
delivering
above.
Her lines in a kind of flat monotone.
Not each. Okay, dude. Also, you do not understand her comedy if you think that, like, that's...
But she wasn't monotone.
No.
Like, that wasn't it.
But, like, the flatness, like, that's part of her, like, comedy.
Yeah.
Is that, like, flat, aloof sort of nature to her.
But, like, yeah, I wouldn't really say... Yeah, no, it was crazy. But, like, women...
Also, suck a dick. Are you going to make that kind of comment about a man?
Yeah, no. Would you say, I mean, honestly, if a guy called another guy haggard, I would find it hilarious. But, like, no. Like, so then there are women who are just like, oh, like, I enjoy, like, Lisa Schwartzbaum of Entertainment Weekly enjoyed everything that's all over the place about the finished product. And that's exactly, I think, the perfect review.
Yeah,
this movie is all over the place. And stated that while it may have been hammered together by brute Hollywood force, there's this going for it. It's game to throw in anything that'll keep the boat running.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely
true. That's a great review for what this movie was.
Yeah. Another woman said, if you can get past the gross invasion of privacy.
Oh,
fair,
100%.
Fair.
Yes.
1,000% fair. There is some bittersweet fun peppered by bursts of sharp patter, especially from Hardy and Pine, who electrified the screen almost any time they're sharing it. Yes, I would love for those two to make another
movie. So it seems like women, I love how this is both written by men. That men don't understand what these men are trying something but not executing it properly, but they're at least trying something.
Yes.
And like the women are understanding what they're trying.
And I think that's
whereas the men are just too focused on all the women in this apparently. Like why are we commenting on Chelsea Handler?
Like why are you saying she's haggard? Like that's crazy. Would you say like if like Bo Burnham was like the guy friend in a thing, would you be like, oh, this ugly sack of shit? Fuck this guy.
Tall ass motherfucker.
Like crazy. I love Bo Burnham. Not Bo Burnham. That's not who I meant to say.
Oh, Bo Burnham fits though.
No, Bo Burnham, very hot. Yes. He could be the best friend. I was thinking Bo, what's that guy's name?
I'm thinking.
Who's the guy, that redheaded guy who like yells and he does like, he has like a Boston accent. He's like.
Oh, Bill Burr?
Yeah, Bill Burr. That's what I was trying to say. I was trying to say Bill Burr.
I was like, Bill Burr.
Bo Burnham is actually like, just like, he's like kind of just like a standard hot guy who happens to be funny.
Well, yeah, Bo Burnham was just like, yo, my guy, you should be like fucking both of these chicks. You could be like, look at this haggard bitch.
Yeah. fuck you. But yeah, no, no. But Bill Burr, like, if Bill Burr was doing that, like, would you be like, ew, uggo, gross?
No, you would not comment on it. You'd just be like, oh, no, didn't like, really like the best
very
friend.
Sexist. Very yeah. sexist.
Oh, 100%.
But anyway, guys, watch this movie. It's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're, like, really ramping up into Reese Witherspoon month.
And we got some good ones. Some we haven't seen yet, which I'm excited about. Like, we have Overnight Delivery, which Jenna hadn't seen. I absolutely loved.
Yeah.
This one, neither of us had seen. We also got, what else?
We've both
just
seen
like
Freeway.
We've both seen Freeway.
Of course.
Can't wait to rewatch that shit. My mom's going to be on that one with us.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I actually seen Just Like Heaven that
I have
gonna
seen
do
that
too.
One.
Don't like it at
no,
all.
No, no.
Don't
we'll
like
see,
it at
we'll
all.
We'll see if we like it more now that we're older.
Maybe. And then there was a fifth one that we picked because it was like 5 weeks. But I feel like the last one we picked was also one that like I haven't seen yet.
Oh, okay, we'll see. Yeah. But anyway, guys, we can't wait to get into it with you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet.